Dear listeners, perhaps bread is the most important food item. Widely available and affordable for thousands of years, bread has been essential to sustain the world. Grain like wheat, corn, rye, and barley are used to make breads. When their supply is endangered, millions suffer. Some could face starvation. The gospel informs us that multitudes followed Jesus after eating from the bread that he blessed and multiplied from a few loaves. He said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." He went on to remind them that even the manna God provided their forefathers, wandering 40 years in the wilderness, gave no more than temporary physical sustenance. He said, "Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died." This, of course, applies to all people. Bread, like all food, does not provide immortality. That's why he said to them, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." Dear listeners, Jesus speaks of himself here as the Son of Man, and as the Son of Man, he fully experienced our human nature. On earth, he hungered and ate. He thirsted and needed to drink. He got tired and rested. The epistle to the Hebrews, speaking of him as the superior high priest, says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." The crucial difference between Jesus as the Son of Man and the rest of us is that he remained without sin. This means that he is not subject to the cause of our death. Not only that, but also as the perfectly divine Son of Man, he is the new Adam, who qualified to transfer to us a new creation, the new Adamic race. As a Son of Man, he goes on to describe himself as the bread of life. He says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Dear listeners, Jesus viewed his heavenly mission as a life-giving mission to our humanity. He says, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." That is why he repeatedly spoke to his contemporary Israelites, interested only in bread that fills their stomachs. He boldly says to them, "I am the bread of life." So Jesus calls himself the bread of life, but also he gives eternal life-giving bread. He adds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." What does this mean? He certainly is not speaking of literally eating his flesh. He does not mean that as bread of life, he is edible like the bread baked from grain. Dear listeners, let us note that he says that he is the living bread that came down from heaven. He's speaking of himself as heavenly. He came from heaven to provide himself as living bread. Even the manna given from heaven did not keep the Israelites from death in the wilderness. The richest and the healthiest and the most expensive breads cannot keep us from death either. Yet Jesus offers himself as bread that delivers from death. He's not giving an imaginative religious message. He says, the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. He says he came from heaven to give something important for the life of the world. That something is his perfectly holy self. He came from heaven as bread which gives and preserves life for all who benefit from his coming. He says, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus himself ate bread. When alone for a long time in the wilderness, he got hungry and Satan tempted him and tried to entice him to do wrong. We read in the 4th chapter of Matthew, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus' response was based on what the Old Testament law of Moses asserted, which the Jews knew very well. It said, man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Remarkably, the Gospel of John begins by describing Jesus as the Word that came from heaven in the flesh. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Dear listeners, from the start, the gospel connected Jesus to life at its beginning as well as in its continuation and renewal. Jesus speaks of himself as both bread of life and the one who is the bread of God. Also in the gospel, he is described as the heavenly word and also as the life-giving word. He addressed his followers or disciples and said, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Dear listeners, Jesus did not come as another prophet or social reformer or even the founder of a religion. He came to give new life and to establish a new humanity among all nations. He does so as the heavenly bread, the bread of God. For this purpose, as he gave himself to accomplish the divine mission, he offered the only acceptable divine redemptive sacrifice. Those who cling to him are nurtured by him, the bread of life, the living word. They receive life eternal. Hallelujah.